Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Among a Moka woman who has been through COVID-19 says people need to learn what support they will need to get them through. Rosalina Puhi is said to end her isolation today after negative tests, but her husband, Manga, is still in recovery. She's thankful for advice from her cousin, Hone Harawira, who was assisting with the Tai Tokerau response on how to talk to health authorities and what to ask for. That included not just kai, but topping up phone and Wi-Fi accounts, getting appliances repaired, and having access to medical equipment like thermometers and oximeters when her husband's condition deteriorated.
I'm not a nurse. I couldn't guess if his oxygen was all right, things like that, and that's what we struggled with for the first 1 or 2 days of his symptoms. Take a diary. Make sure you're taking a diary because it can change rapidly.
Rosalina Puhi says Māori and Pacific people often feel too proud to reach out, but there is no shame in asking for help to contain the disease. New independent research for the Human Rights Commission has found Wahine Māori prisoners are far more likely to be segregated than non-Māori. It also found excessive use of pepper spray in Auckland Region Women's Corrections Facility. The report by Oxford University criminologist Dr. Sharon Shalev says women in prison face a range of punitive practices, including the prolonged use of solitary confinement, being constrained and forcibly undressed, being forced to kneel at the back of a cell while food is delivered, being strip-searched, and, for some, being pepper sprayed in cells with little prior attempt to de-escalate a situation first. Māori and Pacific women disproportionately face prolonged segregation, with as many as 93% of segregations in prison lasting 15 days or longer being of Māori or Pacific women. Commission Senior Indigenous Rights Advisor Jessica Ngātai says women in prison need care, safety, and to be instilled with hope to imagine a different life rather than being re-traumatised. The report calls for an end to the use of pepper spray, an end to the use of prolonged segregation, adopting culturally responsive programs for Māori and Pacific women, and urgent training in mental health, trauma-informed practice, and unconscious bias for prison staff. The Southern Initiative wants government funding for a surge of investment into recycling businesses in South and West Auckland. Tanya Pofari, the Acting General Manager at Auckland Council's Social and Economic Innovation Unit, says while COVID-19 recovery money has gotten into the region through programs like Jobs for Nature, there is nothing for the city with the largest Māori and Pacifica populations. She says there are already a lot of Māori firms working in the regenerative and circular economy.
If we just give them a little bit more gas, they'll be able to scale up really quickly, go into new markets, pivot into new products and services that they can add. If we did that, they'd be able to create more decent jobs for our whānau and ainga.
Tanya Pofari says the plan also calls for a separate fund to help start up businesses. And that is your Wātea News.